They show that in the aftermath of the failed London bomb attacks in the Haymarket in 2007, the police, particularly the Metropolitan Police, increased sharply their use of what's known as Section 44 stop and search powers under the counter-terrorism laws. Between 2006, 2007 and 2007, 2008, they rose from 37,000 people stopped and searched under these powers to 117,000. And that massive surge and use in them was disproportionately targeted at black people and at Asian people, with a number of black people being stopped and searched under these powers rising by an astonishing 322%, and the number of Asian people increasing by 277%.
And there have been suggestions from civil liberties campaigners that these anti-terrorism powers are being used for purposes other than that for which they were intended.
That's right, yes. The Metropolitan Police say that the Justice Ministry, who published these figures, say that the large rise in street searches reflect the robust response by the Metropolitan Police to the threat of terror-related networks in London since the Haymarket bomb. However, both Liberty, in the shape of Karina Ferguson, one of their barristers, and also, I have to say, the Shadow Home Secretary, Chris Grayling, say that they think that such a huge exponential increase in the use of the powers must be unrelated to terrorism arrests. Liberty point out that only 6 in 10,000 people stopped and searched under these powers have actually been arrested for terror offences.
And what effect does this surge in stop and search powers have on the police relationship with the public?
Well, overall, this big increase in these counter-terror powers has increased their use of stop and search generally, PACE as it's called, mainly for drugs, to more than 1 million stop and searches across England and Wales for the year 2007-2008, with again black people being 8 times more likely to be stopped than white people. This is actually an increase in the last 2 or 3 years over the disproportionality that black people face when being on the streets, particularly young black men. And that, I think, is aggravating and increasing the amount of tension on the streets.